What is going on, gents? It's RPM here. The modern woman has made it crystal clear that they are not interested in the vast majority of men today. However, there is a silver lining. Men now have more options available to them. Pay for play, passports, monk mode, and of course, the synthetic companion. With so many brands out there, such as WM, JY, SE, and for gamers, Game Lady, you can find or build the perfect companion and continue to watch modern women experience this. The wall is undefeated. When you're ready, search the doll form to get started. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it has been some time since I've done a waifu video. And this particular article that I'm going to share is actually fascinating once you actually take a good deep dive into it. Now, before I share this article, let me go off on a little bit of a tirade, especially when it comes to the reasoning behind said article. You have to look at the mating and dating marketplace, how bad things truly have gotten. Now, you guys know that I did the article about how nearly half of men are just outright avoiding interacting with modern women because they don't want to be seen as quote unquote creepy or pervs or deviants. We know any type of shaming language that's aimed at the everyday average man who would actually have interest in the everyday average woman. We know this. What's more egregious is because of that article, we know so many women have weaponized the term creepy for men that they have no physical desire for. However, they have no problems taking that man's non-sexual energy, attention, time, money. We know a man's non-sexual meat. We know this. These women have no problems putting men in the friend zone, stringing men along, using what? Hope. Hope, when it comes to the mating and dating game, is without a doubt one of the most dangerous mindsets that modern men will have. Period, point blank. Why? Because as long as women can hold the illusion of the possibility of sex over a man's head, she knows she will get all sorts of non-sexual rewards from said man. Gentlemen, no. Cut that mess out. You need to make your intentions with her crystal clear. If she's not down with it, walk away. But, women and society, through women, need to keep that hope alive. That hopium, as we call it. Then, let's take a look at another article. How many women are going to be single and childless by 2030? Fellas, that is going to be an absolute disaster for the mating and relationship marketplace. It's over. It's done. Period. So, of course, my humble question would be, at this point, why not just get a doll and ride it out? things are not going to get better, period. Too many men are still going to be used for their non-sexual things, and too many men are still going to be led by hope. Fellas, sometimes you just got to know when to cut bait. You got to perform battlefield triage. Guys like that are not going to be able to be saved. It is what it is. Now that I'm done with that tirade, let's get to the article, which is lengthy, so of course, I gotta chop it down. Now, this article was published on the 2nd of October. Researchers, quote unquote, astonished by the number of individuals who consider their doll to be their ideal romantic partner. Well, when you look at the things that I described in my previous tirade, that is not a foreign concept. As a matter of fact, it's pretty easy to grasp. A surprising number of people who own female dolls, life-size dolls with realistic human features, consider the object to be their ideal romantic partner. According to a new research that was published in the Journal of Sex Research. Quote unquote, we've been concerned about the emerging debate in the media and academia about the use of highly realistic dolls without much empirical data to address the main criticisms, explained study author Jean C. Desbleu, a researcher at the Institute of Forensic Psychiatry and Sex Research at the University of Duisburg, Essen. The data for the new study came from 217 doll owners. The participants were approximately 43 years of age on average, and ages ranged from 18 to 77. Most participants, 91%, identified as male. Most participants, 67%, also identified as heterosexual. The participants completed an extensive questionnaire that collected socio-demographic information along with data regarding the use of their dolls. The questionnaire also included a very open-ended question which asked, quote unquote, how has your image of women changed by using dolls? That is, in fact, a very good question. Now, of course, you're always going to have a varied response. Approximately half of the participants reported that they considered their doll to be, quote unquote, their ideal partner for me, and I feel emotionally attached to it, or that their doll served as a temporary substitute for a human partner. Ah, yes. Gentlemen, I've always said this. The doll, the waifu, the synthetic companion can be either a temporary option or a permanent solution. It's all in what you want. The researchers found that participants in a relationship with a doll were more likely to agree with statements such as, quote unquote, I am in love with my doll. Having a doll has improved my mental health. And I use dolls because I find the bodies of my potential human sexual partners less attractive. Well, well, well. G, gentlemen, when you look out in the world, when you see women walking around, truth be told, the vast majority of them are less attractive. Then you add to the fact that eventually they're going to hit that wall. Guess what? It is what it is. Particularly as you get older, your libido is going to go down. You're really going to understand women. And it's like, nah, you know what? I think I'll just go ahead and sit this out. Yeah. Then you add to the fact that physically, when it comes to most women, their weight alone disqualifies them. Then you add all the unnatural hair color, tattoos all over the place. Yeah, no. However, here's what society and women will tell men. If you have any standards, you're wrong. Wait a minute. What? That's right. The same group of undesirable women will tell a man who has standards that he's wrong, that somehow he is, you know, not caught up to the modern time. But yet those same unattractive women will say, I want a man that's built like the Rock. I deserve a man that's built like the Rock. Wait a minute. What? You mean to tell me that as a man, I can't have any standards, but yet you can have the most delusional standards? Talk about blatant hypocrisy, which is yet another reason why more and more men have just left the dating and relationship marketplace behind. Quote unquote, we are astonished by the high number of individuals who seem to actually live some kind of relationship with their dolls and reported, for example, an improvement in mental health since owning the doll, an emotional attachment to the doll, and a reduced sense of attractiveness to potential human partners, Desbelieu told SciPost. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, as a doll owner, yeah, that is true, especially in my case. Think about it. I can build exactly what I want. Now, I'm not going to sit back and say when the meat sack was in her prime, she was exactly physically the type of woman that I wanted, that I was looking for. Slender, I mean, granted, she had to get some bolt-ons, but, you know, busty, long hair. Simple. But she fit that mold. And unfortunately, gentlemen, when it comes to modern women who physically fit what you desire, those will be the most dangerous ones. Why? Because there will be a part of you that says, okay, I got exactly what I want physically. I want to hold on to this. However, see, this is where the doll comes in. Because when you get the doll and you build it to your exact specifications, the grand part is that she has no brain. So yeah, this is why another term that I came up with, diet woman. Yes, you can build exactly what your fantasy is in regards to the physical female form. And guess what? You don't have any of the stress, the strife. You don't have to worry about her leaving. You don't have to worry about her cheating. None of that. It's wonderful. That's why, once again, in my humble opinion, the doll option makes for a great option should you decide that you're curious about it. Quote unquote, Desbelieu noted that longitudinal studies are strongly needed to clarify causality. We had support from the dog community for the development of the research question, the researcher added. For this opportunity of participatory research, we are extremely grateful. Yeah, at this point, more and more men are finding whatever option best suits them. No longer are modern men going to be constrained to that box that society, women, and unfortunately, other men believe that you should be in regards to your own sexuality. Yes, it's a conversation that a lot of men particularly avoid because too many men have had their value system placed in validation from women, especially true of black men. That's just reality. Too many men place their own manhood in whether or not they can bed women. Fellas, that is definitely a recipe for disaster, especially in these modern times. Welp, remember, gents, cuffing season is already here. So remember, ignore the hey, big head texts. Just saying. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And if you're a doll owner like yours truly, put your experiences in the comment section. Oh, and before I close this out, gotta give J Doll King Hefner his flowers. That brother is still putting in work, especially being a black man with his face out there and a doll owner. Gotta give that man mad props. Go over there, give him a subscription, even if you're not a doll owner. Support the man's mission. But with that being said, modern women, for a lot of you, the social power has gone out. Feminism will be nowhere to be found. And guess what? More and more men have seen the truth behind the modern dating scene, and they've said, nope, nope, nope. Whatever option has become the best option for them, they are taking it. It is what it is. Getting their passports, getting a doll, just sitting it out, pay for play. Hey, the modern man has way more options available. So guess what? Ladies, your time is up. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.